I think that's because they came from Persia, isn't it?
The seed perhaps came from there. Well, they were just delicious.
What other kind of melons have you used to grow or have?
Well, here.
Yeah.
Well, the best cantaloupe that I know of is that now what is the name of that little cantaloupe? It's sweet as sugar almost. And then we have the watermelons, of course, the red watermelons and the yellow watermelon, the meat in it,
mm-hmm.
yellow. But I can't think of the name of that little cantaloupe that's about the best thing I know of that is raised here.
Mm-hmm. Has it got an orange meat to it?
What?
Has it got an orange meat?
Orange.
I mean the cantaloupe?
Yeah, it's yellow.
Oh, it's kind of yellowish?
Yeah, it's yellow.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of watermelons that you grew when you were younger?
Different kinds, yes, and different varieties. There's a white rind melon, and it's just as red as it can be inside. And then there's what they call a striped rattlesnake melon.
Uh-huh.
It's striped on the outside, green stripes.
Mm-hmm. How about, what do you call it stuff on the outside of corn, the white?
Shucks.
Mm-hmm. How about that stringy stuff, you know, that comes off the top?
The silks.
I said silk.
Silks inside of the shucks.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps the corn fresh. You can pull it off and take it to the grocery store, put it on the shelves or in the deep freeze.
Yeah.
And as long as you let that shuck and silk stay on there, it mm-hmm. stays fresh.
Did you ever have a name for the top, very top part of the ear of corn?
The ear of corn.
Mm-hmm. Very top part?
Well, you don't mean the tassel in the top of the mm-hmm. stalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we just call it, that's the bloom, of course. That's the
oh,
tassel.
Really?
We call it a tassel.
What do you, is there a specific kind of corn that you used to eat, eat corn on the cob? Is there a certain variety?
Yeah, the garden corn. It's, let me see now, what do they call it? It's made especially for garden. It's grafted. Now it's they have to do something to it. They dust it with that pollen that comes off the bloom
mm-hmm.
to make it good for the table.
Mm-hmm.
Little ears. Now the regular field corn, the ears are nearly as large again as the garden corn.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your home?
Well, I'm from Atlanta.
Oh.
I'm a city boy all my life, so I'm not too familiar with the farming and growing mm-hmm. gardens. And
my sister taught in the school of Atlanta for years and years, but she's retired now.
Mm-hmm. She still live in Atlanta?
She has a little house that she bought. Her husband's home is down here in East Towson. And they stay down there mostly in the summertime to fill that deep freeze with vegetables mm-hmm. out of the garden.
Yeah.
And then go back to Atlanta and stay during the cold months.
Mm-hmm. Good.
At College Park.
Oh, yeah, that's out by the airport in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been there. I haven't seen a house, but it's a very small house.
Uh-huh.